Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. What I realized, though, once I learned the lesson of what I was doing wrong in providing too many options, like the Cheesecake Factory menu, I realized that what I was doing, though, that was a really good strength was the analytical side. It was being able to, like a detective, like a scientist, ask questions, listen for the things that were said, listen for the things that weren't said, pick up the details, identify what somebody wanted, what's that outcome they were going for, and then solve that, right? That analytical piece, the way my mind works as a problem solver, I see that as a very good strength. That's a huge one for me. Now, the thing is, and I'll talk about this in a few minutes, is that you've got to be careful because it is possible, and it happens with every single one, is that for every strength that you have, it can also be a giant weakness. It can be a huge issue if you're not careful. Again, if someone is thinking like I am, is very analytical, and goes into sales conversations very analytical, then usually what happens if they're not careful, the weakness side of that will be when somebody says, hey, can you send me more information? Or they'll even offer and say, hey, I'm sure you want to take your time with this. Let me send you a bunch of spreadsheets, brochures, pamphlets, PDFs, documents, testimonials, all these things, and just give that person a barrage of analytics, metrics, data, things like that, because they're thinking that's what everyone's going to want. So you've got to be careful. And every strength, any strength can also be a weakness. And the bigger a strength is, it can also be a equally bigger weakness if not careful. And so the key is self-awareness. What are your strengths? An activity I want you to do for this next week, as soon as you listen to this, you can pause it right now or just wait until it's done. What I want you to do is I want you to think about the strengths that you have as a person, as you, who you are. What are the strengths that you have that fit in with a sales career? What are those? Do you like spreadsheets? Do you like data? Can you talk to anybody? Can you talk to anybody about anything? Are you a empathetic listener? Are you able to be quick with answers or responses, right? Almost like an improv, whatever that is, whatever the strengths are, I want you to write all those down and list them. And no judgment. This is what I said earlier. No judgment. Just take everything, list it out there, and then look at that list and list as many as you can. Whatever, again, no judgment. Just figure that list out for you. What does that look like? That's the first step. Second step is to take that list and think about it. Maybe circle the top five strengths, right? Because you might end up with a list of like 10, 15, 20 of them, some weird random ones you didn't even realize you had. What are the top five? Then this is the key. For those top five ones, how well are you maximizing those strengths in your sales career and your selling effectiveness? And then rate yourself on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most. You're using it, you're crushing it, you're all about your strengths, you're living those strengths, you embrace who you are, you know who you are, and you're bringing all that. Or 0, you have them, maybe you just realized them and you're not doing anything with them and just all fake and phony. Now, I'm going to guess if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, you're not fake and phony. Most people aren't 100% fake and phony. So might be somewhere on that continuum. Then the key, and this is the third step in this exercise, if you didn't rate yourself a 10, what can you use from what I talked about, what I've talked about for the other three sessions so far, or if you've got the book Selling with Authentic Persuasion, from the rest of the information from the chapter that this is in, what can you use from what I covered to move yourself to a 10 and maximize your strengths? So do that. So again, take a piece of paper, whatever you want to use, write down all of your strengths that you can think of that help you in sales, anything and everything. Then circle the top five that are the most impactful for selling and your selling effectiveness in your career. And then rate yourself 0 to 10. And if you didn't give yourself a 10 for using all of those strengths in your sales career and your selling effectiveness, if you're holding back in any way, then why is that? What can you use from what we've talked about, what you know, what you've read? What can you use to move yourself to a 10 out of 10 on maximizing those strengths? All right. So important. Focus on your strengths, because the more you focus on that and who you are, you won't feel the need to copy somebody else, be an imposter, pretend to be a different kind of salesperson, mimic what you see. I think if you're not sure what's authentic to you and how you like to sell, if you're new to sales, then that's a great way to go. Copy what you see, copy what other people are doing around you, and then see what resonates, and then mold that to who you are and your strengths. I know I was that way in the beginning. I was just copying and listening and doing what everyone else was doing. And then over the years, I've just made it my own to embrace who I am and what I bring to the table that's unique and authentic to me. So that's your strengths. So important to focus on your strengths, not anyone else's strengths.